Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So one of the people I've met along the way and looking forward to maybe hitting his hay field at one point is Lee Hample, who we're going to be talking to tonight. Now, he discusses the Beast of Bray, which he claims is on his hay field among other unknown entities. He lives on a 35-acre property along Bray Road. Bray Road is known for the Beast of Bray Road, the dog man, right? So Lee, just, you know, this, you know, hey, this simple guy, ordinary, you know, hey, I'm just buying some property. And then what's on my land? Oh my gosh, I would have never believed it. So Lee, he grew up on a dairy farm in northeastern Illinois. He's a graduate from Northern Illinois University. He's got that scientific brain. He's got mathematics and chemistry major, and he taught high school. He's now retired. He's purchased this land and said, oh my gosh, he's found out himself, there's a lot of unexplained entities that are living here. And if you go to our website at coasttocoastam.com, you're going to see a feature of, you're going to see him with a bunch of different pictures. So when you see the feature of the, it's called a carousel on websites, but just click on that first picture and then you'll see, I guess we got about 8 or so in there, showing some of the hair that he's found and some really interesting lights, all these things on a trail cam, I guess. And something that I want you all to look at and let us know by tweeting or however you want to, what you think that critter is with the funky ear and the bulging eye. He and I were discussing it for a while. Really interesting man. Lee's goal is to have a PhD in parapsychology issued in the States. I think there's something in the UK. If anybody knows about that, you know, also let us know there too. But you've seen him on different shows, Legend Hunter, In Search of Monsters, Paranormal Declassified, Discovery Channel's Expedition X. He's been out there. He's roaming around. He and I fell in love with each other and his wife. Good people. Welcome to Coast AM, Lee Hample. How are you tonight, Lee?
Hey, I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Connie.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun, Lee.
What an intro. I don't know if I can match that. I mean, that was a great intro. Thank you so much.
Well, you gave me $500 to do it, right? So, hey, I did it up, right? You know,
right.
I'm looking forward to that check.
It's in the mail.
Yeah, heard that one before, right? We know that one. So how are you, Lee? Tell us more about your background that I might have missed.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm fine. I'm Good. Yeah, I grew up on a dairy farm in northeastern Illinois. And so I spent a lot of time outside. I did hunt then. My family hunted, and I spent a lot of time in the woods riding my horse and just a lot of time in the outdoors. And then after graduating from college, I became a math teacher and actually a computer science teacher in the 80s and 90s. I taught math at Wakanda High School for 35 years, and I retired in 2000. So I've been retired for 22 years. My wife and I, we purchased here in Wakanda, Illinois. I actually live in Wakanda, which is 35 miles from the farm that is, it's on Bowers Road, if you look on the map. The address is Bowers Road, but my farm up there is a half mile long, and the back part of my farm, the west side of my farm, is a quarter mile from Gray Road. So I'm right in that area there. And I bought the farm in 2007.
Never say you bought the farm. Watch out with that phrase, okay?
I purchased the land in 2007. I think it was going to be a field of dreams, and I think it's become a hayfield of nightmares. But the field of dreams, I guess, is out in Iowa.
Yeah, that's so, a whole other state. You got to go buy 35 acres.
That's right.
So Bray Road, you had no idea about Bray Road, right? I mean, and then you're getting there, like getting gas, and people are going, "Oh, you're that dude, right?"
No, I mean, in this whole world of cryptology or paranormal, I mean, my interest was, I guess I look at that film, I think it's the Cooter film or whatever it is, and if you'd asked me in 2013 what I thought of that film, I would have said, I think it's probably somebody from Hollywood hoaxing, you know? I mean, I just didn't have an interest. And in 2013, if you'd have told me that in 2022 that I would be telling you that there's a dog man 6.5 to 7 feet tall walking around my hayfield, I mean, you'd have my dog and my chainsaw and my car, my truck, and sure. I'm gonna say that I would bet anything. I would not be saying there's a dog man 6.5 to 7 feet tall walking around my hayfield, but there is.
What? There is. I know you have a lot of stories and great pictures. We have them on our website too, but, you know, just to cut to the chase really quickly, what, describe a dog man, the one on your property, and is there only one?
No, there I have two types of tracks. I have I think I sent you the picture. I have a 5-toed, 7-pad track that is, I've seen hundreds of times. I counted up before I came on the show. I think I've had about 15 people come to the farm and see these tracks. And the DNR of Wisconsin was there, and they told me it was an abnormal coyote. Well, a coyote track is only 2 by 2 inches or so. This track is 3 by 3.5 inches, so it's the size of a wolf track. And it's 5 toes, and it has 7 pads, and it stays consistent. My brother Fred contacted the Field Museum of Chicago. They gave him a track expert in Montana, I believe, and he said it was one animal that stepped on another animal. Well, I've tracked this for a half a mile, and it stays consistent. There are 2-foot steps. I do have, at one point, it ran across my field in the snow, and it took 4 footsteps all the way across my hayfield. So, I mean, the creature is large. To take a 4-foot step, and there's no straddle. It's a straight line, and there's no toe drag either. When I see these tracks, there's no toe drag. It could be 1 foot of snow, and there's still no toe drag. So he lifts his legs very high. So it's a large animal, tall animal. And I've seen another. I have another track I call Fist Track. That's 4 inches by 4 inches, and that creature, he's heavy. He's in dry dirt. He'll sink in 2-2.5 inches. And,
In dry dirt. Wow.
And I have two different. I know. I have two of the 5-toed 7-pad creatures that have approximately the same size foot. They've come in my field side by side, and then there's a smaller one. That one is smaller. That one's like 2-2.5 by 3 inches. And so I'd say I have 4 or 5 cryptids. I've seen the Dogman twice, and there's another cryptid which I have there, which is I call it a hyena, because when I saw it, the front shoulders were much higher than the hindquarters, and it walked very awkwardly. So I'd say there's 5 or 6 cryptids right near my hayfield.
So the...
They're in my hayfield, yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
So when you look at the Dogman, is it a dog head and the body is more Bigfooty or what?
I mean,
should we picture like a werewolf kind of thing? Is that?
I mean, the people I talked to, 5 people who have seen it, in a better, closer, like riding out of their car window and things of that type. And it always has a dog head, yes. I mean, in 2007, I purchased the property, like I said, but I did not start farming there until 2011. A neighbor for me farmed it. I planted hay and we were splitting it. I was farming at my mother's farm, which is located in Illinois, and when she passed, bless her soul and love her. I moved up to the farm in Elkhorn. And you ask if I knew anything about it. I knew nothing. No neighbors. Nobody talked about it. Nobody. and yet I found out that I can stand in my driveway now and point to five houses or five farms, and they all seen it. But I was in September 2013. I cut my hay for the third cutting, and I made a real bad error because I was ready to bale it on a Sunday, but the Bears were playing the Packers. So I contacted some young fellows who were helping me from Illinois, and I said, "Can you guys help bale hay on Sunday?" And they go, "Oh, no, the Bears are playing the Packers." I go, "Oh, man."
Duh, Bears.
I just don't follow that close. And I contacted two young fellas from Elkhorn who also were, helped me. And I contacted them, and I go, "Am I in trouble? The Bears playing the Packers?" He goes, "Yeah, we all got plans." I go, "Okay." So I was just going to go up and bale the hay and drop it on the ground. But when I was in the process of driving up my road, I saw two neighbors, and they were standing out in their driveway. So I pulled in. I said, "What are you guys doing?" They go, "Why?" I said, "Well, I'd like to get my hay baled. I don't have any, they're watching the Bears-Packers game. Are you guys going to watch that?" And he goes, "Oh, no. I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, what do I get you?" They said, "Oh, get a case of Coors." I'm in Wisconsin, so that's what the pay was.
Nothing wrong with that.
And after we finished baling 600 bales of hay and stacking it, we were standing at the end of my shed and looking west towards the 35 acres. And the one farmer, he's a farmer down the road, he said, "You know, the werewolf lives back on your property."
Mm.
And that was the first indication of why, what?
Yeah, what was your thought at that point? What?
Not really something you want to hear about your property. The neighbor says the werewolf was back on your property, you know. And I go, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, no. He starts telling me his wife and his mother-in-law had seen it in 2010, and it was in the road on Bowers Road, and it was in the center of the road, and 4:30 in the afternoon, and it leaped from the center of the road to the edge of the cornfield. It was probably 20, 25 feet easily. And he started naming other farmers that had seen it. And I go, "Oh, okay, yeah, right. I'll let you know." He goes, "No, people said the werewolf was back here, and it's called the Beast of Bray Road," is what he said, because Lynn McGottfried, who coined that name and has written four or five books, and the books that are called Monsters Among Us, I'm like three chapters in that book, but they wouldn't use my name. I'm Roy Smith, so many.
Why not? Why were you Roy? Why not Lee?
The lawyers at Parkland, what's that publishing company? It's a big Parkland or something. The publishing company. The lawyers that said that did not want to use my name. I told them they could. They said, "What?
Huh.
We will not use your name." And I said, "Okay, so put in Roy Smith." So they did, and that's in the book. But so it's been coined the Beast of Bray Road, and that Linda did coin that in one of her articles that she wrote, and of course she's written about four or five books on it. So that minor introduction to it was that, you know, the beast, the werewolf lived back on my property. So I go, okay.
Did anybody say they were afraid of it, or they were concerned, or it ever got too close, or anything like that? Any of your neighbors, or you yourself, since you've lived there?
I mean, I talked to three neighbors who have seen it. The one neighbor, said, "I don't want to see that thing. I don't, you know." It ran through his yard in the middle. He was out working on some snow on his salt spreader because it was winter. And it ran through his yard. He said, "I don't want to see that thing. I made fun of the people who said they saw it." So, I mean, it's It did scratch a girl's car on Bray Road, jumped on the back of her car.
But, oh.
But, yeah, everybody.
Yikes.
In 2004, nobody knew I had cameras out. So, now, since 2013, I've had 1 to 3 game cameras out on my property. I have over 100,000 pictures on my computer, and most of them have supernatural or paranormal, indications on them. And when one neighbor, she was in her 80s, and she had lived, in fact, her and her husband had owned my farm, and then they sold it to their son, and I purchased it from their son. So she came over, and she just said, "Lee, I understand that you have pictures, and you're taking, you're trying to find the beast of Bray Road." And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Just don't go out alone at night." I go, "Really?" She goes, "No, don't go out alone at night." And I said, "Well, do you believe in the beast of Bray Road?" She said, "Well, I haven't seen it, but yeah, too many of my friends have seen it. I have to." So there's a caution. I mean, I've seen what it can do. It can pick up a 150, 200-pound deer and carry it for half a mile and, attract it, and the deer was picked up and carried away. And that takes tremendous power and tremendous strength.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.